Now that Atlantic Beach and I are about to part ways, something strange has started to happen. With just 2 months left in senior year, suddenly I'm noticing every little detail. The way the salt-screened classroom windows smudge the sun. How the beach rat's feet are permanently plastered with sand. The color of Will Hines' skin, perpetually an end of August bronze from hours spent between the ocean and the sun. Now that it's all about to disappear, everything around me is sharper, brighter. My brain is trying to convince me that I'll miss this place once I leave for Miami and the rest of my life. But that's impossible. I've been plotting my escape for almost a year now. At the desk next to me, Lee props up her sketchpad. On it is a drawing of a concrete wall with, "What time should I pick you up tonight, biatch?" graffitied in blazing hot pink flames. Weeds crawl through the cracks in the wall, and a girl leans against it, smoking a joint. Lee is incapable of texting like a normal person. She flips to the next page, where she's written, "First bonfire of senior year." When I shake my head no, she rolls her eyes and flips again. The third page says, "Dude, bridge, come on." The girl is slumped against the wall in defeat. She looks like Lee. Shoulder-length dreadlocks, warm mahogany skin, and dark brown eyes. Even the cartoon version of my best friend finds me lame these days. I shrug and mouth, "Sorry," even though we both knew the answer before she asked the question. At the front of the room, a substitute stares blank-faced at her computer screen. We're supposed to be doing trig practice problems, but the 34 of us seem to have an unspoken agreement. We'll do nothing, leaving the sub free to analyze her sort-of-boyfriend's Instagram posts. As Lee sighs and goes back to her sketchpad, Anna Acevedo leans across the gray linoleum aisle and puts her lips close to Will's ear.
"We should go to the bonfire, babe. You never go out anymore."
Babe. I can't believe they're still a thing. I can't believe we are not anymore. I stare at the back of Will's neck, taut from Anna's whisper. I remember the first time I sat behind him. It was the beginning of fourth grade at my new school, and my entire body was raw with sunburn. I was on fire. Breathing hurt. Even holding a pencil hurt. So I sat as still as I could, on the edge of my seat, and counted the sun-bleached hairs on the head in front of me. On hair number 86, the boy turned around. He said,
"Your skin matches your hair almost."
I blinked.
"You have sun poisoning, like bad," he told me.
"Duh,"
I replied. But secretly, I was relieved by his diagnosis. I had been considering something in the flesh-eating disease category.
"Didn't your mom put sunscreen on you?"
"She had to work."
I didn't tell him that yesterday had been the first beach afternoon in the history of Bridget Hawking. That I didn't understand the Florida sun. I lay on the sand, feet and palms pressed into the fine grains, the fireball searing me slowly and without my knowledge. The water looked exactly the way I thought it would. Like a beach diorama I'd designed in first grade. Crinkled aluminum foil scribbled cerulean.
"What about your dad?" he asked.
"My dad is dead," I lied. Or maybe I didn't.
Mom told me once she had no idea.
"Oh,"
he said. He poked his tongue in the space between his two front teeth.
"Do you want to come over after school? My dad has a workshop and you should probably stay inside."
"I don't even know your name," I said.
"Will, short for Wilson, which is my dad's name too."
That afternoon, Will's dad picked us up in a truck that had been patched and repainted too many times to tell its true color.
"This is Bridge," Will told his dad.
"As in Brooklyn?"
Wilson Hines smiled.
"Or maybe Golden Gate?"
When he turned to wink at Will, I noticed that he had longish hair. The dads I knew back in Alabama had buzz cuts mostly.
As in Bridget, I said. From Alabama?
Bridget from Alabama, he said. Of course.
He had us ride in the cab so my burn didn't get worse. He fished around in a bag at Will's feet and found a trucker's hat that said, Mama P. Seafood Shanty. He put it on my head to keep the sun off my face. In the truck, there was a tiny fake pine tree on the dash, which made everything smell like Christmas.